This week we have another installment of the Director's Chair segment, where we talk to director Julian Canafo about his new film, Brain Freeze, out this Friday, October 29th, in Sci-Fi Select Theaters. Let's take a listen.
Thank you for this interview.
No, I want to say thank you for this interview because it's really a great film. I got to see it yesterday. I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Great. So let me start off with my first question here. So Brain Freeze is a zombie film that deals with the themes of a pandemic and quarantine that seem like all too familiar. So would it be pertinent for our time, and how did the idea come to be?
Well, but as maybe you know, it took 9 years to do it. So the original idea, of course, was not meant to be that close to reality. Am I happy about it? No. So we were shooting like this scene where Roy Dupuy was stealing toilet paper way before the pandemic. But that, you know, that's one of those out of reality experience. I feel though that it's a film that has a good timing in a way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it does talk about, you know, I think what was really in the theme of what was happening when I was writing it was the wall. It was, you know, this idea of being afraid of what's on the other side. And so these rich people are becoming, you know, a victim of their own fear and their own, for example, that was one of the themes that was more in tune with. But all this idea of quarantine and all this, I have to say, all this aspect that's really organic, which is nature, which is, you know, in a way it does come back to, you know, what's happening. I'm saying this specific theme because we don't talk about that theme, but of course everything else, right?
Yeah.
So close to reality, yeah.
Of course. So horror films can also explore complex societal themes. So in Brain Freeze, two of these themes that you explore are about class warfare and immigration. So
one was the first one? Sorry, I didn't hear.
Class warfare.
Yeah, class warfare.
And immigration. So why did you happen to explore these themes that were important to you too?
So I'm gonna say this: zombies films are can be an other genre also, but I'm not. I didn't thought I would spend 9 years working on a zombie film. Not there's some genre that I like, but what I like to say is I like dark comedy. Dark comedy that's more, I would say, English in the sense that it's not caricatural. It's you know, it's a quirky dark humor that we have a bit in television now with Série Noire and everything. So this film took 9 years to make, but we had many versions of it because of we had to present it to a lot of people. We had to finance it. And everybody got to have an opinion. And while we were working, all these themes came and go and came and go. And, you know, what at the end, I think, makes this film a film that a lot of people that don't like zombie movie will like, which I get a lot. It's a driven character story, right? It's not. So we really are following those two characters, and they are kind of going through all those themes that are, of course, are close to me and Barbara, the producer, which was really, really involved in all the version. And at the end, that was what was left in that story. These are themes that I am, you know, of course, you know, I'm close to this theme, and I have things to say about that. But you know what? I really wanted to write a story that's just follow those characters. I want it to be character driven. I want it to be interesting. I want it to be entertaining, yet, you know, interesting to watch. It could be called infected.
It is, you know, very interesting to watch. Like, what I like the most about your movie is your attention to detail inside of the film and how the camera focuses on, you know, the water or whatever, mm-hmm. and, you know, paying close attention to those aspects of the film as well too, which is very interesting. Mm-hmm. So with films like Les Affermés and your film Brain Freeze, do you think that there'll be some sort of an emergence now of more of a Quebec zombie films?
Yes, definitely. And there's a few reasons for that. I think we've been prepared for this for a long time now. I think there's a lot of people who have so much talent and that want to do genre film. And so what's happening, and I've seen that firsthand, is that the SODEC, Telefilm, all the people who are, you know, reading those scripts, they really, really, they came a long way. And I saw it. And I think they're starting to have, you know, really a place for that now. And so they have readers, I think, really, who will read them well. And, you know, I'm going to have to say they're humble even. And, you know, I had somebody telling me, and I'm not going to say who, but from these places, watching the film and saying it was a very humble experience because I read your script and never I thought that I would have seen what I've seen. So, so Les Affamés really paved the way. It was great. You know, of course, there was this moment where I know Robin and I have so much admiration for him. He's making a zombie movie. I'm going, but no, it was great. It paved the way. It's a very different film. It's a beautiful film. And so there'll be a lot more like this. And we as a community are starting to help each other. I think that's what we should do. And yeah, I hope so. I think so.
Exactly. So what was the most challenging or scary scene for you to film while doing this film?
That's a good question. What was the most inspiring scene? Inspiring and?
I said challenging or scary, but it could be
inspiring. Challenging or scary. Oh, sorry. The challenging scene, of course, all the scene that are technically driven, but that's not what I'm going to say. What I'm going to say is working with children. I was... And actually, it went so well. It was crazy. And we made that demo. I don't know if you saw it. We made a demo that's out there to convince. And the baby in there was so amazing that Barbara and I said, that's it. We're out of karma, baby karma. We're out of baby karma. But actually, they were amazing. So each time they were bringing one of those twins, there was this moment of, what are we going to get, right?
Yep.
And I think the result is... speaks for itself. And after that, it's making the film, working with the team. I can't say there was like one specific scene. We went through days that we went, okay, this is going to be hell of a one day. You know, this is going to be, we shot this scene at the beginning was shot at 30 degrees in summer, but went very well. So more than scene, there was days that we weren't challenging.
Oh, okay.
Because of the, you know, technical and the time that we had.
Exactly. So I'll remind our listeners that Brain Freeze is in theaters October the 29th. That would be this Friday, since we're going to be airing this on the 25th. And you should definitely check it out and see if your local theater has it, if your theater is open with the appropriate guidelines. So our last question is normally a fun question that we like to pose to everybody. So name one movie that you have seen recently that you need to tell everybody about and everybody has to go and see it.
Wow. Can I say a series?
Yep, you can say a series.
So everybody saw it, but I'm going to say it again, The Squid Game, because of what it generated, because of what everybody's responding, how much people are responding to it. I think we should think about that. Why is it such, not a hit, but why is this series about these childish game killing people is so popular? I think it's because of what it suggests as a question, as a something that's, you know, it's worldwide.
Yeah.
It's worldwide. So I think it's passive. I really want to think about it. I want to see why. It's great. And it's very well done.
One that I need to catch up with hopefully soon. Anyways, thank you for your time today, Julian.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you again. Right. And what a great movie again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm happy you enjoyed it. And have a good day.
Have a good one. Bye.